patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
What a nice job. Talk about a team that hasn't lost since we last talked. Zora.
Bucks are hot. They ripped off 7 in a row.
We love this. This is a good Monday talk. You know, the Bucks are just beating people. There should be no problems.
Should I dampen the mood with some facts or no?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Nah, I'm just kidding, Zora. I'm just saying.
There are no facts.
In their streak, they did play the Thunder and the Magic twice and the Pistons, so.
Yeah, they played the Big Ten. They've been playing the Big Ten the last week.
I was just trying to throw something in there.
But it's nice to be so good.
You can't be all kumbaya the whole segment.
You just be whooping on them. I mean, they've been winning and doing so with some nice style. Would you say, Zora, that's correct?
I agree. Nice style. And you're supposed to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. That's part of the process, right? And so considering where the Bucks were, 6-8, I think, and to now be top 5 in the East, have not lost since Chris Middleton's been back, undefeated when Chris, Drew, and Giannis play. It's looking good. You're getting 20-point games from Pat Connaughton. What more can you ask for?
I mean, is it that simple though? They were up and down. Win two, lose two. They were doing that for a minute. And would you say the biggest change is just the guys are back?
I really do think Chris Middleton deserves a lot of credit for what he brings to this team. I was trying to, I asked Drew today. I was like, I know you've been talking about how it feels like you all have a groove back. Like, can you pinpoint what's been different? And he was like, we haven't lost since Chris has been back, right? Like that, and he was dead serious. And it's not just on offense and like Chris scoring, but it's all the attention that he garners along with Giannis. So it opens up areas for other people. Defensively, I mean, Chris is a bigger guy than you think. So he has the capability to, get down and guard people. And of course, now you got the news today. There's a new addition to the team. I figured you all would want to talk about that.
We're going to get there.
We'll get there.
Boogie. Okay, okay. Boogie.
Do we like that, Tony? What do you think?
I'm more interested to hear what you think first. Then I'll tell you what I think. I guess my question was, okay, I know he's a big body, but what are they expecting from Boogie?
Yeah. So Coach Bud has talked about the need for more depth in the front court. So it's not like, he's going to come in and play a huge pivotal role, but it's that you have options when it comes to big guys. I mean, right now it really only is Giannis and Bobby. And to put that much weight on them, pressure, and then minutes, you want to spread it out a little bit. So I'm interested to see, how many minutes he plays and stuff. But I just had a chance to talk to him, and what struck me was just the gratitude to be able to be here considering the injuries and everything that he's been through. He's really excited to be here. He said it's kind of been a crazy couple days. I mean, he said he works out 6 days a week just kind of waiting for a team, and Saturday is always his off day. And this past Saturday is when the Bucks were like, yeah, we're working you out. And so it just went quickly, had a workout. He had dinner with some of the Bucks executives. Next thing he knows, he's on a plane to Milwaukee. And tomorrow, he's available to play. So it's been a whirlwind for him.
I have only one question for you, Zora.
Hit me.
Does he realize he's not very good anymore?
Does it have to be a positive or negative thing, or could it be left and right? And what I mean by that is just different. Just different. The role that he's coming into play is not to be a dominant, integral main piece. The Bucks already have that. They need someone who can play, good relief minutes and there not be a drop-off and bring some extra toughness, knock down, shots when they're open, and be able to defend. So what they need, they don't need, New Orleans Pelicans' version of DeMarcus Cousins or, Sacramento's version of DeMarcus Cousins. They need what's going to fit with this particular group, and that's what he can provide.
And and that's kind of what I was trying to figure out when I saw the signing. I'm like, okay, I know that he's certainly not going to be asked to be Boogie Cousins of the old, but then my thought was like, is he ready for this? Is he ready to just, be kind of a role player and be happy with it, though? I mean, a lot of older players you see who are great at once are picked up on teams, and obviously their role isn't to be that great again. It's just to do some other stuff. Like a guy like Carmelo, right? We've seen Carmelo through the last few years. Like, okay, Melo, you're not Melo anymore. Calm down. You don't have to shoot every time you touch it. This is not isolation time for you. So he's kind of like now started to accept that a little bit more. So I'm wondering if Boogie is at that point, because it hasn't been that long for Boogie. It's been longer for Carmelo to have to do that, but I don't know if it's been that long for Boogie. So you think that mentally he's in the right place to accept a lesser role?
For sure, 100%. I mean, last season when he was with the Clippers, he didn't start any games, right? Minutes were about 13 minutes a game, and that's completely in that reserve role and to be kind of not the X factor. And I think, you know, at this point, just based on the short conversation we have, it's to be able to just play in this league, and that's the opportunity he has in front of him. And where this is going to lead, you have no idea. How it's going to work out, you have no idea. So I'll be interested to see, you know, just what Coach Bud does tomorrow, or is maybe tomorrow too soon. He's only had one practice, right?
Yeah,
so,
I think he's in the
mind frame to, you know, be a piece,
right,
rather than the piece.
Now, is he going to be out there shooting threes? Cause, I mean, if he's in the game with Giannis, I don't know if that's going to be a thing, but I mean, you got to be able to spot up out there. If Giannis is in the game, you certainly don't want to be in the paint, right?
I asked him that. I said, hey, have you heard of the term let it fly? And he was like, huh, what? And I was like, basically, in Milwaukee, if you're open, you got to shoot it. He was like, oh, well, I can do that. So
yeah, we know that.
Seems like he's ready to put it up from deep, for sure.
Does this in any way indicate that Brook Lopez is going to be out for even longer than was thought?
I think there was a need in the front court either way. Because you only had, I mean, there was a need last season, but you kind of got away with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would like to have at least four people in a rotation, two people playing, two people on the bench, right? And so even with Brooke back, this just, you know, and the Bucks had an extra spot to their roster even before Brooke got hurt. That's how they went into this season. So there was some foresight there of just, you know, maybe the opportunity to bring in somebody else, and they left that vacancy there to have some flexibility.
And my last question, someone did a story on it, and we have talked about it, everybody does, what Giannis is working on. I claim Giannis is always working on something. That's kind of who he is. What would you say that Giannis has been working on at the top of the list this season, or even if it's more the last couple weeks?
I think it's a combination of his mentality and not having to be the alpha in every moment, and being able to take a step back and involve his teammates, even if they're losing, which I know is really hard. And I know the article that came out kind of talked about that, just using his body more efficiently. So it's not always how hard you work, it's how smart you work and when you choose to exert yourself. There was a quote that Giannis had a few days ago where he was saying, like, after games, he feels like he could play another game. And that's never been the case with him. He used to exert so much energy and take such a beating that he would be spent after a Monday night game in January, right? And now he's learning there's different ways to win, and he can use his teammates in that way, and there's ways to make sure his body is ready for the long journey.
And why does he feel that's necessary, or what prompted him to do that?
I think there's always an evolution. I mean, even in my two seasons here, or my third season now, he's continued to, like, evolve when it comes to his playmaking abilities and be able to find his teammates. And so every year it's just, like, a greater and greater challenge. And I think his body was so spent after the finals. He's like, my goodness, I got to find a way to be able to uphold it differently. Because the beatings he takes night in and night out, it's hard to maintain all of that. And so he had the whole full gamut of just going through a finals run and a shortened off season. He's like, I want to be here for my team. I got to figure out ways to, and it's not holding back, but just, again, I like to use the word smarter and more efficient when it comes to energy exertion.
Has anybody asked him about 2 years?
More context for me. What do you mean?
See, that tells me everybody's moved on.
2 years.
GQ.
Oh my goodness. The article that you brought up. No,
yes.
Nobody.
Okay. All right.
Really? What a bunch
I know
of
it's
chickens.
In your mind.
What a bunch of scary reporters.
Yeah,
come on,
no,
Zora.
I haven't changed. He's got two years left here.
Can Homer ask Giannis a question?
I'm sure you could, you know, get a credential and come ask it. I can't wait to see the answer.
Yeah.
Get your credential, Homer. Right. I'm going to go.
I should. I'm old and I'm lazy, so I'm not sure I will. Homer, but I should.
You're going to make national with this, pal.
No.
Oh, 100%.
There's no way. There's no way it'll be national.
100%. If you ask the question, it'll be national.
Oh, yeah,
no one has
for
asked.
Sure. 100%.
Thanks, Zora. I can let you know that after you hang up, the other two members will say it'll never happen. Or do you want to say that now before she leaves? Pebble, what do you think?
It'll never happen.
And Tony.
What do you mean? What
will
I
get
happen?
A credential and ask Giannis?
No, you'll never get a credential. No. Not going to happen.
Zora
can get you one now.
Like I said,
no, does
you're
Zora
more
think
than
it'll
welcome.
Happen? Does Zora think it'll happen? I know she can't, but does Zora think it'll happen?
I agree with Homer, like, all the time.
You never should have said it, Zora.
Just so you know, that's not live. Your voice is so similar, I can't tell if that's live or taped. Do it again.
I always agree with Homer, like, all the time.
It's unbelievable. Thanks, Zora.
That sounds so wild hearing it back. Bye.
See ya.
I would say I will do it, but
you can never say anything on air that you don't want repeated forever.